Le'ilui nishmas Rav Kleinemish Kalman ben Rabbi Melech. Shkalim perek zayin mishnah aleph. Mos shenimtsu bein hashkalim l'nedava. When you have money that's found between the shofar, the chest that says shkalim, and the shofar that says nedava. Nedava was the last one. They weren't set up. These chests in the base of Mikdash were not set up one next to each other like in one line. Rather, they were in a circle. That's what seems obvious, according to the Mefarshim, because the last one was the nedava, and the first one mentioned was the Machzis HaShekel, was the Shkolim. So if you found money between these, Karov LaShkolim, Yiplu LaShkolim. If the money was closer to the Shkolim, you would then consider it Shkolim. As this is the concept of Karov. We have a concept of Rov, where most of the people are from this, or most of the items are this, or are from this. And then Karov, which is something that's closer by. When something's closer by, that's also a concept that we find by the Egla Rufa, by the city that's closest to the dead body. And the truth is, the Rab brings, there is a machlekes when you have Rov versus Karov, when they conflict each other, which one do you go after? If you go after Karov, so it doesn't make a difference, even if there are more coins in the Nedava, you'd still go after the Shkolim. But if you go after Rov, the Rav says you have to hold that this case is where the shofars had the same amount in them, and therefore, in this case, since there is no Rov, you would go after Karov, according to everybody. So you go after the Shkolim. L'nedava, yiplu l'nedava. And if it's close to l'nedava, it goes after the nedava, and that's where the money would be assumed that it came from. Mechza l'mechza, what if it's exactly in between? Yiplu l'nedava. Now you'd go after the nedava. Why? Because nedava is more chomer, because the coins that are in the nedava all go as olos. And an ola is more chomer than the shkolim, because the shkolim, not only do some of the coins for shkolim go for a chatas, which the kohanim eat, but even the leftover shkolim, like we know, are used for the needs of the tzibur, like the walls of the city, the towers, and things like that. Therefore, you go after what's more machmir when it's in between, which is the nedava. Similarly, bein etzim l'levina, between the shofar that says for the wood of the maracha, and then the shofar that's for the levona. Now, the levona itself is makriv on the mizbeach, but the etzim are just there to function to help the mizbeach burn. Karav la'etzim, yiplu la'etzim. So the same thing, if it's close to the Eitzim, even though Levon is more Chomer, because it's actually brought on the Mizbeach, still we go after Karov. It's closer to the Eitzim, we assume that the money is from the Eitzim money. Levina, Yiplu Levina. If it's closer to the Levina, so it goes to the Levina, the frankincense. Mechza Lemechza, Yiplu Levina. But if it's in between, you go to Levina, because the Levina is more Chomer, like we just explained, because it's actually brought as a carbon itself. But the Eitzim are just a machshirei carbon. Next case, bein kinim legoyz le'ola, between the shofar that says kinim, the two birds, to the goyz le'ola, kinim can sometimes be a chatas, and goyz le'ola is only an ola. Karav le'kinim, yiplu le'kinim. If it's closer to the kinim, so it goes for the kinim. Legoyz le'ola, yiplu legoyz le'ola. Same thing with the goyz le'ola. Mechza le'mechza, yiplu legoyz le'ola. If it's in between, then it goes to the goyz le'ola, because it's more chomer, because it's always an ola. But what about sometimes you have the kinin as a chatas that a woman has to bring to be mechaper on herself? How is she going to have the kapara? Because perhaps it's really coming from the kinin and you're putting it into the goz le'ola, and how is she going to have a kapara? And the Rav answers that Beis Din that's in charge of the kinim, they would buy the kinim from the tzibur, the birds from the tzibur, that was worth exactly the money that they found. And they are makna, the bird, to the one that lost this money. But since it may not be kinim, so the chatas is not actually eaten. But therefore, it would be a kapara for the person that lost it. Next case, bein chulin l'maiser sheni, if it's found between chulin and maiser sheni. This is no longer in the base of Mikdash now. This is in Yerushalayim. Karav l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. Closer to the chulin, so you assume it's chulin. L'maiser sheni, yiplu l'maiser sheni. And the Rivavan says that we're dealing with somebody that has, let's say in his house, two different tied up things of money in one chest. Or it could even be in two chests that are near each other. But that's the case. We're not just stealing stamp something found in the street. Karav l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. Like we said, if it's closer to l'chulin, assume it's chulin. L'maiser sheni, yiplu l'maiser sheni. Mechza l'mechza, yiplu l'maiser sheni. It's more machmer maiser sheni, obviously. Because maiser sheni money has kedusha, and you can only use it for things to buy for food that's eaten in Yerushalayim. Zeh haklal, holchen acher hakarov l'hakil. So the call is you always go after what's closer, even if it's going to be more makel. Mechzel and mechzel ahachmir, but if it's in between, then you're machmir.